for Lane, back in front for Nesbitt, he shoots and scores! Nesbitt
shoots in front, Danford deflection, rebound, Lane shoots and scores!
Fun, affordable family entertainment, exciting hockey, and much more. You don't want to miss a second of Atlanta Gladiators professional hockey at the Infinite Energy Arena. For tickets and more info, visit AtlantaGladiators.com. Welcome to the Power Play on Business Radio X.
Welcome to Power Play, the monthly radio show and podcast of the Atlanta Gladiators here on Business Radio X, broadcasting from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio inside the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. I'm Team President Scott Henrichson. The Gladiators are Atlanta's ECHL professional hockey franchise. We play our home games at the 10,000-seat Infinite Energy Arena, with a season that spans from October through April. Each month on this show, we're going to talk to you and take you behind the scenes of the Gladiators and introduce you to many of our business partners and sponsors and talk about a lot of the exciting promotions that we'll be offering this season. So today with me on the show, I've got some great guests. I've got Rebecca Black with Jambos, and I've got Eric Bennett with First Choice Bail Bonds. So welcome to the show, guys.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, glad to have you here. Got some exciting things to talk about with both of you. And I guess, Eric, let's start with you. As a partner of the Gladiators, what made you decide to want to come on board and bring your Bail Bonds to our organization?
Well, any time that somebody's going to a penalty box and they can get out and they can get relieved out of the penalty box, and a Bail Bond company is a perfect fit for that.
Okay.
So it worked just perfect. Greatly appreciate the opportunity.
Good, great. And Rebecca, why don't you tell us a little bit about what Jambos is, and where did the concept come from? Why did you decide to start it?
Okay. Well, Jambos is an organization that provides brand new pajamas to foster kids in the greater Atlanta and now moving into 55 counties in Georgia. So started out just, I had a vision to serve kids in our community that are currently in foster care, their families, foster families, biological families. What does that look like for kids who are transitioning into a new home under some stressful circumstances? So after just digging in and getting some research about things that they need, it has been just time and time again, new pairs of pajamas are a huge, huge blessing and huge, like, just a piece of comfortable, you know, cozy jammies to give them as they transition. So I just started partnering with local schools, churches, and organizations to host pajama drives. We take all those pajamas and then we push them out to foster kids across now the entire state of Georgia.
Well, that's awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
So a little bit of contrast here in the businesses that we've got on the show today, but that's okay, because we're just going to talk about you guys and tell people about what you do and why it's in where they can call if they need your help or how they can get involved. So, Eric, tell us a little bit about, I mean, for someone, call me ignorant, but why would someone need to call you?
You've never been to jail?
No, sir.
Oh, okay.
Can't say that.
There's still time.
Well,
there's
always hope.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. So basically, if you catch yourself in that circumstance, a lot of people, when they start out and I hand them a business card, they're like, well, I hope I never need your services. And, you know, usually as the conversation goes on, they're like, well, I'm just going to keep your card because just in case if I was to need you, I'd rather have you and not need you than to need you and not have you.
Sure.
And but anyway, just we have a great office staff that are going to be willing to help you, and we'll walk you through the process and make it as painless as possible. You're already in a terrible situation, and so you're going to get somebody that's going to answer the phone. We're going to be very friendly, and like I said, we're going to go as fast as we can possibly go, because at the end of the day, our goal is to get you out as fast as possible.
Okay.
And like I said, we'll do payment plans. We'll go the extra mile to try and just be as convenient for you as possible. I mean, if you have kids and things like that, and you're having to get somebody to come get you, we have options to fax it, email you the application, so that way you don't have to come down. There's just so many. We want to offer great customer service is what we want to offer.
Okay, so I'm going to piggyback that a little bit with having never been in jail and hopefully never will. You watch these TV shows and they get one call. it's you, are you the one call?
So that is not correct.
Okay.
So you can call the bonding company as many times as you want. The number is unblocked, so it's unrestricted. So you can call as many times to the bonding company. Now, you get one call free to, you know, if you want to call your wife or your mom or your dad or whoever you want to call.
Gotcha.
That's the one call.
Okay.
You do get that, and then after that, you have to start paying for
okay.
it. But you can call bonding companies, and we will make calls for you. So you call us first, and then we will you tell us who to call, and we'll start making those phone calls for you.
Okay. And
trying to speed up the process.
You were talking about they can call any time. Is this like 24 hours a day? Someone's answering your phone.
24 hours, 7 days a week.
Yeah,
we have somebody in the office.
Even on Christmas.
Even on Christmas. Yeah, even Santa Claus has to get out of jail every now and then.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough. Good. Hey, Rebecca, back yeah. to Jambos and PJs. I mean, this just kind of pulls at the heartstrings a little bit, right?
Right.
So, what kind of message are you trying to share with the community, with you know, with people you're trying to partner with? Give me some ideas of, you know, how you've done things in the past, what events you have, some things like that.
Okay, so a pretty startling statistic for us when I, you know, started this process was there are over 800 kids in foster care in Gwinnett County. That's a lot of kids, right?
Yeah.
And to think of their situations and what they're going through, things they've seen, places they've been, that is the heartstring part. How can you make a difference?
Yeah.
In some ways, foster care community is a little intimidating. Everyone thinks the only way that they can give back is to foster kids.
Sure.
And for myself, like, I would love to be that. I'm a single mom. I have three girls. I'm not sure that I'm the best candidate today. But what can I do was really the heart behind why I began this journey. And so it became what can I do with what I have? How can I make a difference? And so, like I said earlier, we just started, you know, doing some research. What do they need? What is actually a necessity to these kids? What do they come to their new homes with? And a lot of times it's nothing.
Yeah.
You'll see, you know, documentaries or movies or hear stories of kids coming with, you know, a bag from Kroger, like a Kroger bag or whatnot. And it's what they belong is in that, what they have in, as their possessions in that bag. And so, when they enter into their new home for the first 24 hours, we want to try to make that transition pretty, I don't know, less stressful.
Sure.
And so the pajamas, we collect, we partner, like I said, with multiple organizations across our community. Our community has really rallied around the vision of this, and we have partnered with public schools, private schools, we've sports teams, we partner with churches. A lot of churches have jumped on board to make a difference. And so just in the first year, we're a baby, we're a brand new, you know, nonprofit. And
yep.
So this is our 1 year anniversary is coming up next week.
Cool. Congratulations.
And thank you. And mm-hmm. So we collected almost 7,000 pairs of pajamas last year.
Okay.
And so the state of Georgia, that's obviously more than 800 kids. So the state of Georgia, we have 15,000 kids in care roughly. And so our goal and our mission is to go wider. How can we serve more kids? And so we have just now started moving down into the Valdosta area, up north a little ways, and so starting to serve kids kind of all over the state. So it's taken off, and it's been awesome.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
great. I was going to ask you how many pajamas you collected in your first year, but you gave us that stat. So
I'm just an overachiever telling you all the details.
Well, I guess you did that in your first year. What are you looking for as far as growth? What are you trying to accomplish in 2019?
So we have developed relationships in three additional states now.
Okay.
We have moved into Michigan, Ohio, and Tennessee and North Carolina are on the horizon. So we have conversations coming up with a couple more states. And then obviously the entire state of Georgia. My heart just beats, and our heart just beats for this community specifically, and surrounding North Metro Atlanta area. But we know that the need is so big, and this is an easy way for people to give back. Mm-hmm. It's an easy way, a simple task, but a big, big mission. And so anybody can jump on board and be a part of it.
Right.
And so our goal is to serve all of Georgia, and now we're moving into multiple states. So,
how do people get involved?
All right, so the entire concept behind what we do is use your circle of influence. Maybe you are, you know, the president of an organization, or maybe you're the PTA mom or dad, or maybe you're the soccer mom or dad. Where do you carry influence? And so you partner with us by going to our website, jambosdonates.com. There's a link there. But our ask and our heart is that you would use your circle of influence to make a difference. And maybe I started this in my small group at church. I said, hey guys, why don't we not exchange $20 gifts with one another and all of us bring pajamas? and it just kept bleeding and bleeding. And in that one Christmas initiative, we collected 120 pairs of pajamas. Like, it's simple. And so the website is the first step. All of our social media handles, you're obviously able to get a hold of us through, you know, those channels. But that's where you start. And then we partner with you to make sure that you get all the marketing and all the collateral and everything you need to have a successful donation site.
Awesome. Yeah. That's great. So jump back over to Eric for just a second.
So can I want to say, I want to piggy, I mean, just, so I have an adopted kid.
Okay.
So for somebody to do this, but you know, it really is, you don't have any idea what it's like when they bring you a kid and they bring you their belongings in a trash bag.
Okay, so he can speak firsthand. I mean, to what we
and
are
they
trying
bring
to serve
it to you in a trash bag,
right?
Literally a big trash bag that you know, I mean, the name big, you know, whatever, the trash bag, and they bring it to you and they say, here's your kid, hope you have a good day, and if you need us, you call us. And to, you're kind of overwhelmed. I mean, as I mean, I was an adoptive parent, not a child,
right.
But not as, but not foster care, and so I could imagine it being even harder for that. Is to, you know, for financial means, is like every time somebody comes, you know, you just wanted to. So thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you. Well, the thing is we would love, and our heart is to alleviate those first hours of the child coming into the home. And he can maybe attest to this, is it is traumatic. I mean, even if they're coming into the warmest, nicest foster family ever, what they've been through thus far is a lot. And so our heart is that we would, I can't imagine going into a stranger's home with nothing of my own. And so if we can just provide them with one thing, that these pajamas that we'd give are always brand new, the tags are always still attached, because these kids have been given secondhand everything for a long time, and we want them to know that they were deliberately thought over, prayed over, and cared for, and so they get something brand new, sometimes for the first time in their life.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I was thinking about some commonalities between what you guys are talking about. You're talking about comfort, right? Mm-hmm. When someone's going to jail, I'm sure it's a traumatic, not pleasant experience, right? And for you to, you know, you mentioned your customer service and being able to help them as much as you can. I see, you know, even though we're talking about kind of different worlds here, there's the same commonality here of trying to make people feel better, right? And help them through that traumatic experience.
It's a very service and excellence piece. I was picking up on that as he's talking. He's like, we want this to be an easy process for you. No one wakes up in the morning and says, hey, I want to go to jail today,
right?
But it's awesome that he is so focused on, let's try to make this seamless and easy for you. So, yeah, that's...
Yeah. So how'd you get into the business?
So I'm three generations into the business.
Okay.
And so we've just took it from there and grown and just keep growing it as it goes, and just try to provide a need and take the label of, oh God, I went to jail, off of it, and make an, you know, just try to do it a little different than it's ever been done.
Okay.
And so that's our main goal.
Can you serve the whole state, just a certain county? How does that work?
So you're approved in each county by the sheriff. We have partner connections that I can, you know, basically facilitate pretty much anywhere in the state. We have 9 different locations, 9 offices, Forsyth, Dawson, Cherokee, Cobb, Fulton, Gwinnett, of course, Habersham, White County. I'm probably missing a few, so we have offices in all those locations.
Okay.
And but you know, if you have any problems, and even if I listen, if I can't help you, I'll find you somebody that can help you.
Yep.
And we, like I said, that's, you know, we want you to, as bad of an experience it is, we want you to say, well, thank you for
helping
helping me out, and we sure, you know, we appreciate it.
Yeah. And again, it goes back to kind of the vibe I was catching here between these two organizations, is I think it's all about service.
Right.
Service to our fellow man, and service to those that are in a bad situation.
That's correct.
And what can you do in your organizations to help them out? So how are you past that? I'll ask this question openly to both of you. I can see it and hear it from both of you, but how do you pass that down to those that work with you, work for you, that kind of thing? Have you found the ability to do that?
I'll go first.
Perfect.
I really thrive by being surrounded by like-minded people. However, I think it's really important to know that your vision leaks, and repeating and acting often is really the way to continue to, I don't know, bleed culture, bleed vision.
Sure.
But the heart of our organization is just a non-negotiable. We want anyone who volunteers, anyone who is serving alongside us to understand that we're put on this planet to serve others. We're put on this planet to give ourselves away, per se, you know. And so I don't want to say that, oh, I only hang out with people like me. But when we bring people in to our organization, when we invite people to be a part of what we're doing, it's really important that they understand why we exist.
Sure.
And so we repeat that, and we are consistent about our vision. We stay true to what we are doing. Our roots are deep, and our hope is that anyone that partners in with us or becomes a part of our team is on board with staying the course, you know? So, but yeah, that's the heart for me, is I hope people just catch the vision, and then it's contagious.
Yep.
So
all of our, basically I've set up a system, and so all of our phone calls are recorded, and I listen to just about every one of them, believe it or not.
Okay.
I take the time and listen to them. I can tolerate a lot of things. Bad customer service and not answering the phone is not one of them.
Okay.
And if you want to lose a job in our group, those are the two things not to do.
Yep.
I would much rather you know, telling somebody, I don't know, call back later. That's not going to work.
Right.
Solve the problem, fix it, and then if you can't, apologize and move on down the road.
Yep.
But first of all, listen to what the people have to say. And then make a decision and spend the extra time. I would rather not miss a phone call, but leave something over here than to have bad customer service, if that's making sense.
Sure.
We're going to have good customer service because that's number one in our – that's what we make our business about.
Yeah.
And so what should be coming out of the mouth of both of our volunteers and employees is, number one, his reps should be saying customer service is really important to us and answering the phone is really important to us. My hope is that, you know, Jambo's volunteers and board members and all of us are saying, you know, God first, others second, self last, that they understand that we're giving ourselves away, that we're bringing light to dark places. If they haven't caught that early,
mm-hmm.
we've missed it.
Yeah.
And then you start leaking what you don't want leaking. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I try to be a good boss.
Sure.
and most people say that I'm very understanding, but when I've reached a certain point, it's not very pleasant, and I can get to that point really quick with bad customer service.
Okay. He's my kind of guy.
Yeah.
Makes total sense.
Yeah. We love to give back. We try to make every experience for, I mean, when there's little kids, I mean, my staff knows that, look, you know, if you got a kid and he's, you know, look, we got iPads in the office, give them an iPad. Let them watch, mm-hmm. let them play on the iPad. We've got Coke machines. Look, I'm paying for it. It ain't costing you a dime. Buy the kids a Coke.
Yep.
Give them a candy bar. Yeah. Whatever it takes, because I mean, that's very traumatic for a kid to be, and in certain circumstances, it's impossible. They have nowhere else for kids to go, and whatever the case may be, you know, whether it's your, you know, they just have nowhere else for them to be, and so they have to bring them with them.
Yeah.
Well, they got to go to the jail. I mean, what 6-year-old wants to go sit at a jail?
Right. Nobody wakes up one morning and says, you know, I think I'm going to take my kids to jail with me today. It's going to be a great day. Yeah.
So we just try to go that extra mile and treat the people and treat the kids and everybody else with respect and just make it as easy as possible.
So with those things, are those the things that you think help you stand out from maybe some of the other companies that are out there?
I think so. It's not about it's about helping people.
Yeah.
And helping people in a bad situation. And you know, a lot of our people. The lady that runs our office, she is fantastic, and her name's Becky. So I'll she'll probably
shout out
she's
to
probably,
Becky.
She's
hey.
Probably listening.
Yeah, and, hey, Becky.
And she is an amazing woman. She really is, and she has something about her that makes people just start talking. And before you know it, She knows their whole life story, and
she has stories to tell at Christmas. Yeah,
and
I'm
she's
sure.
telling people where to send, you know, how to get to rehab centers, where to, and so it's a lot more.
Yeah.
We don't want to just get you out of jail.
Yeah.
We don't want to ever see you again.
Sure.
Right.
We want you to get your life together, get it straightened out, and be a productive citizen, and move on down the line.
Right. I like it because he's saying, you know, we're much more than bail bonds, and yes. we're much yeah. more than pajamas.
That's what I'm hearing, too.
You know, yeah. and so it's about being a light. It's yeah. about, you know, being a light in dark places. Yeah. And I mean, we have that in common. And so it is really important, that going back to your original question, that our people know that.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, and hopefully the people that we're serving and your customers see that we're much more than bail bonds, and we're much more than pajamas. Yeah. So, yeah.
So Rebecca, if somebody wanted to donate pajamas, just woke up in the morning and had a few extra pairs, and they said, "Oh, I'm gonna."
Right. Well, they'll be at the top of my Christmas list.
How do they do that?
So on our website, we do have a wish list that's connected to Amazon. So they're welcome to jump on and do it that way. It comes straight to our headquarters PO box.
So they're buying it on Amazon and sending it to you. Okay.
So because everything that we donate is brand new,
yep.
we ask that you purchase them, and then you keep the tags attached. And then kind of the process with that is we take the pajamas and we inventory them out, so we know how many girls, how many boys, sizes, that sort of thing. And then we, after inventorying them, we attach a Bible verse to every pair. That's John 14:27, and it says, "You're not alone, my peace I give to you." And so we want that Bible verse to be very much a part of it. And so if they decide, hey, I got a couple $100 I want to spend on pajamas, they can jump online, or they can host a donation site, and they can rally their circle of influence around. And I mean, this has happened where people were like, "I'm just going to collect from my neighborhood." A little boy in Suwannee, he made up little flyers and attached them to every mailbox. Got the permission from the HOA, I'm sure.
Sure, right.
But he attached them, and he collected almost 100 pairs of pajamas just by himself on his bike. He's 10.
Good for him.
And that stories like that just keep happening. So the first step is, you know, get on the website, click you're interested, that sort of thing. But from there, then we can dissect what it looks like for you to have a successful site. But
what's the most you've ever got from one?
So 12 Stone Church partnered with us back in October, and they had just under 1,400 pair. And then there's a young boy in the Beaufort City Schools. He rallied. He was adopted, and he rallied his peers, and he collected 1,100 by himself.
That's
and
awesome.
So it was amazing to see his energy and his influence just take off.
Yeah.
And that's what it's about. So, yeah, both of those sites were really, really successful.
Good. Mm-hmm. That's great. Well, guys, I appreciate you coming on the show. I do want to talk a little bit of hockey. I told you I wasn't going to talk a whole lot of hockey, but have you been to a game since you guys have been a partner?
So we I've actually come to two.
Okay.
We had a give out night, you know, where we give away stuff on the tape, you know, out front. That was a couple Fridays ago, and then I come to the partner game other night.
Yeah. That was a great game, by the way.
Yeah. Yes, it was. Yeah.
So what's it like? I'm trying to put myself in your shoes. What's it like as a business owner to say, I spent some money on something with the Gladiators, right? And now all of a sudden, over the PA, the LEDs, the guys going to the penalty box, and you're hearing the first choice bail bonds penalty box. What's that like as a business owner?
I mean, it's amazing to just hear your name and to be a part and we give out, I don't know, like 2,000 different items the other night the Star Wars night. That's the night it was.
Oh, that's the night that I went to last year. That's crazy fun. Yeah. They had a lot of fun.
So we give out hockey pucks, you know, that had and I mean, when Becky, the lady back at the, when she ordered them, I was like, well, this will be all right, you know. But man, what a hit. Hockey puck. I mean, who would have thought that little styrofoam hockey pucks would have been such a hit? But it was really good. I've never been a hockey fan and still don't understand. I mean, I still got no idea what happens. All I know is when they hit a goal, the loud noise goes off. But it is a lot of fun. I just appreciate the opportunity to be a part. Is it okay if I give a shout out to Kyle?
Absolutely.
You know, the guy that works at your office.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's just been over backwards to help me and to help me understand, because this is all new to me. I've never done anything like this in my life, and so he has really been over backwards to help me and to help me benefit the most from it's real easy for somebody to come on board and say, we want you to give us some money, and this is what we want you to do.
Right.
But then to follow up and say, this is what we need to be doing. This is where, you know, mm-hmm. come to this night. This is a great night to be here. You should be handing out stuff. The follow-up has been really, really nice. So I feel like I'm getting value for my investment, other than me having to figure it out on my own, saying, well, this, I guess I could go this night.
Well, good.
Kyle just got a raise.
Glad to hear that. Glad to hear that we're doing what we said we would do. So I appreciate those comments. So, Rebecca, tell us a little about some things that you've got in the works. I think you have an event coming up tomorrow, and then I think you've got a really cool event.
I have a really awesome event happening. Two really great events happening, but Friday is going to be really awesome.
Why don't you talk about those
a little
bit.
So tomorrow night at Slow Pour Brewery in Lawrenceville, they are hosting a bingo night, which is so much fun. It's super family friendly. I took my kids to another organization's like fundraiser night where they did it there. So much fun. If you bring a new pair of pajamas, you get a free beer. The Cotillion is the best, but don't tell my mama. But then on Friday night, get this, your mind is about to be blown. We're having a PJ toss with the Atlanta Gladiators. Yes. So it's a flashback Friday with them. And so they're going to be having, retro music from 60s, 70s, 80s, all the way up. And then we're inviting fans to throw a pair of brand new pajamas onto the ice after the Glad scored the first goal. So
yes.
I know you guys have great success with the teddy bear toss. I am so excited to see how this plays out. So
we are too.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep.
And that starts at 7:35. Bring a friend. Bring your mama. Bring your dad.
Bring
your neighbor.
Bring your pajamas.
Or wear your pajamas. And bring a pair of pajamas.
Could do both. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. That, you know, one thing. I've been trying to do is get us in the community more.
Right.
And after that teddy bear toss and the great crowd, the great number of bears, I said, what are some other things we can do? And touched on a couple of things. We're going to do something else in March, which I think is going to be really cool. We're going to do an Undie Sunday where people can throw underwear and T-shirts and socks
That's
on the
awesome.
Ice and,
That's
and,
be
and
awesome.
Same kind of thing. But I don't think pajamas has ever been done before in hockey. So we are – We're looking
Trailblazer.
Forward to it. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. So it should be great. But
Before you go, so like I said, we love to kind of give back, and so a lot of the people, and this is a perfect opportunity for us because a lot of probably a lot of our clients have children that could be in this situation. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna make a $500 donation to her organization.
That's great.
So Becky's going to get in touch with you and we'll get you a check or we'll bring $500 worth of pajamas and throw them on the floor, whatever
that's
needs
awesome.
To happen. But,
that's awesome. Thank
well,
you.
But that's
thank
what
you
we want to do.
Thank
so
you
thank you
so much. That's awesome. Thank you.
So I'd like to thank our guest today, Erica Bennett from First Choice Bail Bonds and Rebecca Black from, Jambos.
Great.
You know, if you're ever in need of First Choice Bail Bonds, you can reach them. I'm sure the number's at the jail.
Yeah.
It is. It's plastered all over the place.
It's on the wall at the jail.
And you can go to jambosdonates.com to check out Rebecca and what she's doing. So thank you for joining us on Power Play, the monthly radio show and podcast of the Atlanta Gladiators on Business Radio X. Be sure to join us the first Wednesday of each month at 1 o'clock Eastern Time for the live broadcast of Power Play. Or you can listen to our show anytime you want, 24/7, by visiting businessradiox.com. Search for Atlanta Gladiators, and all of our Power Play shows will pop up. To see our schedule, join us for a game this season, visit atlantagladiators.com. Until next time, I'm Scott Henrichsen with the Atlanta Gladiators, and this has been Power Play on Business Radio X. Gladiator!
Thank you for listening to the Power Play here on Business Radio X. Now be sure to check out the Atlanta Gladiators schedule on atlantagladiators.com.